Great to see all of you gathered here this morning. Last night we had a special gathering, Christmas Eve. Many of you were here for that, and if there was a theme, I think you remember what that was. It was Welcome Home. Today, our theme's really saving the greatest gift for last. I don't know how it works in your family, but that's usually how it works in our family. You don't want to spoil all the fun by opening the best gift first. You save the best gift last. And today we're opening that package and we're receiving the greatest gift, God's Son, Jesus. The Word made flesh, as John points out, John chapter 1. And that's going to give us more reason to celebrate, more reason to be joyful today. Wish you God's blessings on your day with family. I see families together, and great to see that. And I hope your day is a special one. Just a couple announcements to share coming into this week that are going to be happening. The first is Arnold's here, and we're very thankful to see Arnold with Mel and Karen. And certainly wish God's peace be with you, Arnold, on Christmas Day especially. Maxine, for many of you I know heard the news, Maxine passed away this week. Her funeral is going to be next Saturday, December 31st. At 1 o'clock at McHenry Funeral Home. So I wanted to announce that and share that with everyone. Also, next Saturday is New Year's Eve, and that's a special service that we have here at Peace, communion, as well as a way to share about God's blessings in 2016 and to really point ourselves forward to a great year in 2017 by asking our Lord to bless it. So that's next Saturday at 7 p.m. And then, of course, next week, we're at an odd time today. Next week, we go back to our normal scheduling and normal time for Bible study at 9:45 and then also worship at 11. One other good note to share that you can pray about, too, is tomorrow, right here in the church, Kathy Stedman and Dan Stedman, we're going to baptize their new baby, Gavin. So we're going to give thanks for that as well in our time of prayer this morning. Healing service next Sunday. If you can't make New Year's Eve service or you want a special prayer, a word of affirmation, encouragement from the Bible, you can come for the healing service 9 o'clock right here in the sanctuary. So those are the activities going on this week, but a relatively quiet week as people are traveling and away, but certainly good time to focus in on the promise of God and the gift of Jesus. Are there other announcements to share in the congregation this morning? Okay, excellent. As we begin, we're going to open up with our choir singing a special song, O Come, O Come, on Christmas Day. So we're going to invite our choir to come down.